Let us begin our advanced Biblical Hebrew class today on page 104. And as always, we'll start with the new vocabulary that goes with it on page 105. The first word in the vocabulary list in the upper right is Yonah.
Yonah.
Yonah is the name Jonah, but what does it mean? It means dove. Right, D-O-V-E, dove. There's a Hebrew word, dove. What does dove mean?
Bear.
Bear, correct. So underneath Yonah, we have Amittai.
Amittai.
Which is simply a name, Amittai. Then we have Nineveh.
Nineveh.
Nineveh is Hebrew for Nineveh. Interesting. Then we have Ra'atam.
Ra'atam.
Their wickedness. How do we get that? What is wickedness? Ra'ah. So what's the am at the end?
There.
There. Why is it not a hey then? Why is it a tav? Because it's...
It would make two vowel sounds.
Because it's a word pair form. Mm-hmm. To put a word, a pronoun possessive ending on a word, you use the word pair form. So ra'ah becomes ra'at. Ra'atam. Good. Now we have an infinitive, livroach.
Livroach.
Says to flee, or literally to run away from. What story in the other book do we use to run away from? The story of the gingerbread boy? Yeah. Left hand side at the top, Tarshisha.
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 Tarshish is westward across the Mediterranean, around the area of Spain. Nobody knows exactly where. What's the aw at the end?
Toward.
Right. So Tarshish is toward Tarshish. Then we have, oh, I like this word, Milifne.
Milifne.
Literally means from the front of or from before. And that's why they translate it as away from. If you're traveling from the face of someone, you're going away from them. The next word we have is Yafo.
Yafo.
What was Yafed? Do you remember?
Beautiful.
Beautiful. So Yafo is Joppa, and it was a beautiful seaport down by today's Tel Aviv. Then we have the word for a ship. It's Oniyah.
Oniyah.
Yep, Oniyah. What do we call that first vowel under the aleph?
Chataf Chametz.
Chataf Chametz, which makes an O sound. And what name do we see it in so often?
Naomi.
Uh-huh, correct. Then we have Sahara.
Sahara.
The A at the end is her, but in this case, it's talking about a thing, so it's its. Fair. Fair. Let's look at the verb analysis now. The first verb is vaihi.
Vaihi.
Which is a word that we know well. What's vaihi mean?
And it was.
And it was. Or you could say, and it came to pass. In the stories, you often say once upon a time, but that's really pushing it. Then we have lemor. What does lemor literally translate as?
To say.
Literally translates as to say, but how is it always translated in the Bible?
Saying,
right, to indicate that what follows is a quote. Then we have kum. Kum is a command form. It's a rise or get up. What famous song by Barry and Bacchus Siegel begins with this verb? Kumi ori, arise, shine. Yep. Next we have leich.
Leich.
Which is command of go. Go. Ukra.
Ukra.
Is a command form and proclaim. Then we have alta,
alta,
which is perfect tense from go up, It's you ascend or you go up.
Would it be she or it went up?
Yep. It would be she. You're right. Then Vayakam.
Vayakam.
And he arose. Leave Roach.
Leave Roach.
Is an infinitive to flee. It looks like leave Rocha. How do we know it's leave Roach? Okay. All right. I'll take that as an answer.
Well, in the word ruach, it has the same kind of deal, so...
That's correct.
That's how I remember it.
Yep. This is just one of those unusual rules that we find in the first few chapters of the first book, that when you have a chait with a patak under it, it's pronounced ach, like ruach, noach, correct. Then we have vayered.
Vayered.
Well, that's a reversing vav, which gives it a perfect tense meaning. And he went down?
Yes.
How do we know it's he? What gives that away? Which signal letter?
The yod.
The yod. How do we know that's a signal letter and not a root letter?
Because if it's in the imperfect, it'd be a drop letter.
Correct. Any verb that begins with a yod in the imperfect drops the yod. That's correct. Very good. Vayimsa.
Vayimsa.
And he what? Found.
Found.
Found. Now we have a participle, ba'a.
Ba'a.
So what is it? Coming.
Or coming.
Coming. Mm-hmm. Vayitain.
Vayitain.
And he gave. And then lavo is an infinitive. Say lavo.
Lavo.
Lavo is to come. Why is it lavo and not labo? Why didn't they put a dogish in the bait?
Because it follows a vowel sound.
And it's not the first letter of the word. That's right. Grammatical notes. First one, the pronouns it and there both refer to the city of Nineveh. Notice that the first is singular and the second is plural. Ir, city, is a collective plural, a singular noun made up of many parts. It refers to the city as a whole, while there refers to the residents of Nineveh. So when you refer to the city, it's it. When you refer to the people in the city, that's there. That's a good distinction. Second note, Jonah flees to the city of Tarshish. The aw attached to this name is the hay of direction, meaning toward. We remember that. Third note, milifne is made up of mean from and lifne before, as we discussed a minute ago. So let us come to page 104 to Jonah, chapter 1, verse 1. Let's read it. Vayhi.
Vayhi.
Devar.
Devar.
Adonai.
Adonai.
El.
El.
Yonah.
Yonah.
Ven.
Ven.
Amitai.
Amitai.
Lamor.
Lamor.
Okay, look at the word devar. What kind of a word is that? It's a noun, but it's a word pair form. That's correct. Daniel, how do you know that's a word pair form?
The Shiva under the Dalit.
Right, the Shiva under the Dalit. So if you'd translate up through the word Yonah, please.
Okay. And it was the word of the Lord, and you have to imply came to Jonah.
Correct. And it was the word of the Lord to Jonah. If you look at the English down below, they begin with the word now. Where did they get now?
They just made it up.
That's right. It should have been and. That's correct. Candy, go ahead. From Jonah.
Son
One more time. One more time.
The son.
The son. Of Amittai. Saying. Good. Hebrew. Kum.
Kum.
Lech.
Lech.
El.
El.
Nineveh.
Nineveh.
Hot ear.
Hot ear.
Hagadolah.
Hagadolah.
Uchra.
Uchra.
Aleha.
Aleha.
Ki.
Ki.
Alta.
Alta.
Ra'atam.
Ra'atam.
Lefanai.
Lefanai.
Candy, pick up from Kum.
Arise, go to Nineveh.
Right, so tell me about those two words, Kum and Lake. Is this a request? Their command form. So arise, go to Nineveh, and then what?
The great city.
Why is it called the great city? Did it have the Wizard of Oz there or something?
No, it's a big old city.
It's a big city. There's lots of people who live there. It's very large across from one end to the other. Good. Daniel, pick up.
And proclaim to it.
Not quite. See, Aleha.
Upon it. Upon
right.
It.
Okay, and proclaim upon it, okay?
That their wickedness went up before me.
So what does that mean?
That means they're in trouble.
Yeah, means God has noticed their sins, right?
Yeah.
It's time for judgment to fall.
But they're Gentiles. How can they sin?
That's right. They're Gentiles. How can they sin? We'll find out, won't we? Number three, Vayakam.
Vayakam.
Yonah.
Yonah.
Leave Roach.
Leave Roach.
Tarshisha.
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 Milifne.
Milifne.
Adonai.
Adonai.
Vayered. Yafo.
Yafo.
Vayimsa.
Vayimsa.
Oniya.
Oniya.
Ba'a.
Ba'a.
Tarshish.
Tarshish.
Vayitain.
Vayitain.
Sekara.
Sekara.
Vayered.
Vayered.
Ba.
Lavo.
Lavo. Imahem.
Imahem.
Tarshisha.
Tarshisha.
Milifne.
Milifne.
Adonai.
Adonai.
Daniel, do half the sentence, then we'll pass it on to Candy.
Okay. And Jonah got up to flee toward Tarshish.
Mm-hmm.
Away from the Lord. And he went down to Joppa, and he found a ship coming to Tarshish.
Mm-hmm. The two is implied.
Yeah.
Candy, go ahead.
And he gave its fare, and he went down in it to come with them toward Tarshish from before the Lord.
Right. When it says Tarshisha, does he care where the destination is, really?
No, it's just away from God.
Yeah, that's right. It's just away from God. It's going that direction. He's happy to jump on a boat. Page 106. The Hebrew's at the top, but let's first go to 107 and look at our new vocabulary. A lot of stuff. Chetil.
Chetil.
Chetil, hurled. Sa'ar.
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 Storm. Veha'onia.
Veha'onia.
And the ship. Well, we just had ship in the last section, so that's easy for us. Here's the tough one. Chishiva.
Chishiva.
Was about to. Hamalachim.
Hamalachim.
The sailors. Interesting. What other word does that sound like?
Sounds like angels.
Sounds like the angels, or it could sound like the kings.
The kings.
I would be interested to know the derivation of that word. But they're definitely in charge of the ship, right?
Yeah, it's from the word salt.
Mm-hmm. Which is an interesting thing. We'll look at its derivation. Vayizaku.
Vayizaku.
And they cried out. The yod up front is he, the u at the end plural, he plural they, and they cried out. The last word in the right column is vayatilu.
Vayatilu.
And they cast out. They cast out. Left-hand side, lahakael.
Lahakael.
Lahakael, to make light. In other words, to lighten the ship. May aleihem.
May aleihem.
That's easy, from upon them. May is from, all upon, haim, them. May aleihem. Then we have yarkate.
Yarkate.
The bowels of. It's only the bowels of if what follows is definite, because if the last word of a word pair is definite, the whole thing is definite. And the next word looks like it's going to be hasafina.
Hasafina.
Hasafina, the ship. Hasafina. Interesting. The next word I like, vaye radam. Was fast asleep. Not slowly asleep, but fast asleep. Vayikrav.
Vayikrav.
And he approached or came near. And then Rav Hachovel.
Rav Hachovel.
If Hachovel is what? They don't tell us. But this is an Hebraic way of saying the captain of the ship. Rav means much. Ha is the. Chovel. We don't really know what that means. So we'll just have to take their word for it that it means the captain. Verb analysis. Hateel.
Hateel.
Is he cast or hurled, right?
Mm-hmm.
By he.
By he.
And it was. Chishava.
Chishava.
She. Or it. Thought. Be interesting to see how that word is used. Next one is lahishaver.
Lahishaver.
We're already familiar with shavar, which is broken, but in the Nephal it's was broken. It's the infinitive form, though, so it's to be broken. I assume it's going to be talking about the ship was going to be broken up. Vayir'u.
Vayir'u.
And they were afraid or feared. Why is it they?
Because the yod up front.
Yod up front.
With the
an U at the end. Why are there two yods?
Because...
to make it clear that it's fear and not saw, right?
Saw.
Yep.
Yeah.
Not one is to confuse those. Then we have Vayiz Aku.
Vayiz Aku.
And they cried out. You agree?
Yes.
Vayati Lu.
Vayati Lu.
Surely that's a nautical term, right? You've heard of a yacht. Yeah, I know it has nothing to do with it. And they cast out or hurled. It's the same root as our first word in the verb analysis chart.
That's interesting.
Why is that?
So God hurled something and then they were hurling stuff on board.
Yeah. One's probably a storm and the other's probably the cargo.
Yeah.
Then we have Lahakale.
Lahakale.
Isn't kale a leafy green vegetable? Mm-hmm. Not in this case, though. It's to lighten. To make light, to lighten. When a ship is in danger of sinking, you try and lighten the load so that it sits higher off the water, so that the breaking waves don't sink it quite as fast. So that makes sense to the story. The next one, Yarad. He went down. That's easy. Vayishkav.
Vayishkav.
And he laid down, right? And he laid down. Next word. Vayirdam.
Vayirdam.
And?
Vayeradam.
And he was fast asleep. It's Nephal. What is Nephal?
Causative.
Mm-mm. Passive.
Not reflexive. You do it to yourself.
Yep.
Or it was done. No, okay.
Nephal, passive tense. Okay, passive tense. Two more. Vayikrav. From a verb that we don't have in our first book, I don't think, and that's karav. Karav means to come near. You come near the altar, you come near God. This is reversing vav, and he came near. And then the last one, Vayomer, and he said, that one's easy. Grammatical notes, first one, chet, sheen, bait, usually means to think, reckon, or invent. Here the text anthropomorphizes, which means gives human characteristics to an inanimate object, the boat, and says that it was planning to break up. I've had computers that thought they should do things like that to themselves. The last note, the word sailor, malach, derives from to salt. Malach, what sense does that make?
Because sailors are out on the salty sea.
Exactly, because sailors are out sailing on salt water. Okay.
That's where the term salty dog comes from, right?
I bet it is where salty dog comes from. Page 106, let's read the Hebrew. Vadonai.
Vadonai.
Hey-teal.
Hey-teal.
Ruach.
Ruach.
Gedolah.
Gedolah.
El.
El.
Hayam.
Hayam.
Vahi.
Vahi.
Sa'ar.
Sa'ar.
Gedol.
Gedol.
Bayam.
Bayam.
Vaha Onia.
Vaha Onia.
Chishava. Lahishavar.
Lahishavar. Bear.
Yep, if I erase everything that's written on it, it's bear. Okay, Dana, first half of the sentence. Go.
All right. And the Lord hurled a great wind to the sea.
What does that mean?
That means he made it happen.
Yeah, strong east wind blows in on the water. What happens to the water when the wind blows so hard across it?
We would call that a hurricane, probably.
Yeah, probably. Mm-hmm. Candy, pick up.
And it was a great storm on the sea, and the ship was about to break up.
It's actually the ship was planning to be broken up, but your way works just as good. Sounds better. Hebrew, Vayir'u. Hamalachim. Vayizaku. Ish. El. Elohav. Vayati Lu. Et. Hakelim. Asher. Ba'onia. El. Hayam. Lehakeil. Me'alehem. Vayona. Yarad. El. Yarkate. Hasafina. Vayishkav. Vayeradam. What's that mean?
And the sailors feared, and they cried out. Could you say each man?
Yeah.
There.
Yeah, I would imply the word each. Yep, I would.
Each man to his God. And they hurled the vessels which were in the ship to
Candy,
the sea.
Pick up after to the sea.
To make light from upon them.
Right.
Jonah went down to the bowels of the ship, and he laid down, and he was fast asleep.
Correct. Hebrew. Vayikrav.
Vayikrav.
Elav.
Elav.
Rav.
Rav.
Hachovel.
Hachovel.
Vayomer.
Vayomer.
Lo. Then the first three words, Candy, the last three.
Okay. And I guess I'm going to have to go to the...
Yeah, I guess you will.
Yeah.
For four words.
And the captain approached to him.
Candy?
And he said,
yeah. Correct. Turn a page. I can't wait to see what he said, but first we must look at the new vocabulary. Page 109.
Probably said, get up.
Probably said, get up. I agree.
Near dom.
Near dom.
Near dom.
Sleeper. Ulai.
Ulai.
I don't think we had this word in the other book, but it means perhaps. So that's a word we should kind of tuck away in our vocabulary list. Ulai.
Yeah, in modern Hebrew, it means maybe.
It means maybe. Well, that's what perhaps means. Mm-hmm. Yita Shait.
Yita Shait.
He will consider. Novade.
Novade.
We will perish. Left hand side. Vanapila Gorlot.
Vanapila
Goralote. Let us cast lots. Interesting. Okay. Bashelami. On account of whom? Vayapilu. Goralote. That's why I have Vayapilu. Goralote. Which says, so, but it's not so, what is it?
And
they cast lots. So at the top of the list, let us cast lots here, and they cast lots. Then we say, Vayipol.
Vayipol.
We know that word. What is Vayipol? And it fell. Right? Ha-goral. So ha-goral must be the lot, and the lot fell. Then we have a word at the bottom between the two columns, ba'asher lami.
Ba'asher lami.
Which means on account of whom. Which means they've just in the same vocabulary list given us two different ways to say it. Ba'shalami and ba'asher lami. Interesting. Verb analysis, nirdam.
Nirdam.
Which is a participle, meaning what? Continuous action, right? Participle, continuous action. I would say was fast sleeping. If that makes any English sense. Kum. Arise, get up, command. Kara. Another command, call or proclaim. Yitashet. Which is heat pa'al. Heat pa'al is reflexive. That's where the subject does it to itself. So it's think. Think. But it's in a what? An imperfect tense. So it's not done yet. So continue to think. Think. Novade.
Novade.
That's we will perish. We will perish. What's the noon signal letter in the imperfect? We. Yeah. Then Vayomru.
Vayomru.
And what they said.
They said.
Lachu is a command form, which is what? Go. And it's plural. How do we know it's plural?
The U
at the end. Vanapila.
Vanapila.
Is cohortative. Does anybody remember what cohortative was? It's like may, It's an imprecation. May something happen. So, may we cast. Next one's cohortative too. Vanade-a. May we know. Vayapilu.
Vayapilu.
And they cast. Vayipol. And it fell, because we're probably going to be talking about the lot, and it fell on Jonah. Haggidah.
Haggidah.
That's from the God, declare or tell. It's he feel. What was he feel again?
Causative.
Causative. It's not he. It's a command form.
Tell.
That's the best way to put it, because command forms can only command you. So grammatical notes. Rav, many, much, a lot of, can also mean chief or head. So here Rav works with chovel, sailor, and designates the captain. Okay. I'll buy that. El Re'ehu, preceded by Ish, is a way to express to one another. Okay. Literally, that says a man to his friend, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
The third one says, look at the command, Hagidah Na. First, remember that the A attached to any masculine singular command, it may be. Second, notice the particle na at the end of the word. Na can be found after commands, justice, and cohortatives. It expresses urgency, treaty, or encouragement. What does it literally mean? Please.
Please.
So Hagidah Na literally says, please tell. Please tell. Let's go now to 108 and read the Hebrew. Ma.
Ma.
Lacha.
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 Nirdam. Kum. Kara. El. Elohecha. Ulai. Yitashet. Ha Elohim. Lanu. Velo. Noved. Okay, Daniel, start. Candy, finish.
All right. What to you, sleeping one?
Yep.
Get up. Call to your God. Perhaps.
Candy?
God. Oh, sorry.
The God will consider to us. And we will not perish.
Mm-hmm. By Ha Elohim, what's he referring to?
Like, is he thinking of just any old God?
Yeah, I think he's thinking of just any old God. So I think this is really meant to say the gods. But you can't be terribly sure. So he's told him to rise and call on his God while they're calling upon all their gods, and perhaps the gods will answer. Is what I think is being said. But there's also the argument to be made when he says Ha Elohim, he means the one true and living God. But I haven't seen any indication in the story yet that the captain's a believer in God. I think that's yet to come. Verse 7, Vayomru.
Vayomru.
Ish.
Ish.
El.
El.
Re'ehu.
Lachu.
Vanapila.
Vanapila.
Goralot. Vaneda.
Vaneda.
Bashelmi.
Bashelmi.
Hara'a.
Hara'a.
Hazot.
Hazot.
Lanu. Vayapilu. Goralot.
Goralot.
Vayipol.
Vayipol.
Hagoral.
Hagoral.
Al.
Al.
Yonah.
Yonah.
Alrighty, translate please.
Another. I mean, I know it literally says each man to his friend.
Or it says a man to his friend, yeah. But you've got the idea. When it says they said, it means they're talking to each other.
Right. Go and let us cast lots.
Mm-hmm. That let us cast, that's the cohortative.
Or may we cast lots.
Same thing. Mm-hmm.
And may we know, on account of who?
This evil to us.
Mm-hmm.
And they cast lots, and the lot fell upon Jonah.
Right. Verse 8. Vayomru.
Vayomru.
Elav.
Elav.
Hagidah.
Hagidah.
Na.
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 Lanu.
Lanu.
Ba'asher.
Ba'asher.
Lami.
Lami.
Hara'ah.
Hara'ah.
Hazot.
Hazot.
Lanu.
Lanu.
English, please.
And they said to him, tell, please, to us.
On account of whom this evil is to us.
Mm-hmm. Good. Turn the page. Page 111, new vocabulary. Malach Techa. Your occupation. Umeayin.
Umeayin.
And from where? Va'e-mizeh.
Va'e-mizeh.
And from which? Ivri.
Ivri.
A Hebrew. What verb does that come from?
Avar.
So that's what all Hebrew means is one who crossed over. Hayabasha.
Hayabasha.
The dry land. Milifne.
Milifne.
Away from. And Voreach.
Voreach.
Was running away. In a song we kept saying, Evrak, Evrak, or in the little story we did. What was that? Evrak. Uh-huh. I will run away. I will run away. So this is just the active participle. That's what the cholam, the oval, says between the first and second root letters, is active participle. Then we have the verb analysis chart, tavo.
Tavo.
Which is what?
You will come.
Vayomer.
Vayomer.
And he said, Yarei.
Yarei.
Is a participle form. So fearing. Asa.
Asa.
He made. Or he did. Vayir'u.
Vayir'u.
And they feared. Vayir'u.
Vayir'u.
Mm-hmm. And they feared.
Okay, you don't pronounce the second yod at all.
No, the second yod is part of the vowel. Hirik yod just makes a long E sound. So vayir'u. Uh-huh. Next verb. Vayomru.
Vayomru.
And he said, Asita,
Asita,
you did, or you made, but it's probably going to be you did. Yad-u,
Yad-u,
they knew, yep, they knew. Voreach, which is fleeing or running away. Fleeing or running away. Last one, higid.
Higid.
Is he feel form from the god? So it's simply he declared or told. Grammatical note. We translated ki hagid lahem as because Jonah had told them. That's fine. key is either because or what, that. It says when you translate a perfect verb into the English past tense, you have three main options: simple past, present perfect, or past perfect. And they just tell you why they chose the one they chose. Good enough. Page 110, Hebrew. Ma.
Ma.
Ma. Malachtecha.
Malachtecha.
Umeayin. Tavo.
Tavo.
Ma.
Ma.
Ma. Arzecha.
Arzecha.
Va'e.
Va'e.
Mize.
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 Am.
Am.
Atah.
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 English, please.
What is your occupation?
What is your occupation? From where do you come? Candy?
What is your land? And from which people are you?
Correct. Verse 9, Hebrew. Vayomer.
Vayomer.
Alehem.
Alehem.
Ivri.
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 Anochi.
Anochi.
Va'et. Adonai.
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 Elohei.
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 Hashemayim.
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 Ani.
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 Yare.
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 Asher.
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 Asa.
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 Et.
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 Hayam.
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 Va'et.
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 Hayabasha.
Hayabasha.
English, please.
And he said to them, I am a Hebrew, and the Lord, the God of the heavens.
Candy?
I am fearing who made the sea and the dry land.
Yep. 10 Hebrew. Vayiru.
Vayiru.
Ha'anashim.
Ha'anashim.
Yira.
Yira.
Gedolah.
Gedolah.
Vayomru.
Vayomru.
Elav.
Elav.
Ma.
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 Zot.
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 Asita.
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 Ki.
Ki.
Yad'u.
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 Ha'anashim.
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 Ki.
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 Milifnei.
Milifnei.
Adonai.
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 Hu.
Hu.
Voreach.
Voreach.
Ki.
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 Higid.
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 Lahem.
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 English, please.
And the people feared greatly.
Yeah.
And they said to him, what is this that, what is this you've done?
Candy?
Because the men knew that from before the Lord, he was fleeing. Because he told them.
Right. 112. Starting with vocabulary on 113. The first verb is vayishtok.
Vayishtok.
And it will be quiet. Vasoer.
Vasoer.
And stormy. Vahati Luni.
Vahati Luni.
And cast me. Bashali.
Bashali.
It is on my account. Hasa'ar.
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 The storm.
The
Vayichtaru. And they rode. Not but, it's and they rode. Hayabasha.
Hayabasha.
Toward dry land. Let's look at the verb analysis. Vayomru.
Vayomru.
And they said. Na'aseh.
Na'aseh.
We will do. Vayishtok.
Vayishtok.
And he will be quiet. I guess it's going to be it. And it will be quiet. I'm waiting for a student to object.
It was quiet. It was quiet.
Notice the yod.
Yeah.
The yod is a leading signal letter, makes it imperfect. And this vav is not a reversing vav. A vav with a shava under it would reverse a perfect tense vav to make it imperfect, but it doesn't reverse an imperfect tense. So, and it will be quiet. Holeich.
Holeich.
Walking or going. What kind of participle?
Active,
because of the cholam vav between the first and second root letters, right. Vasso'er.
Vasso'er.
And it was storming. Or stormy. Okay. That's the way they translate it up above. Vayomer.
Vayomer.
And he said. What makes that a reversing vav?
Because it's got the patak under the
right.
Vav.
Right. It's got the patak under the vav. Correct. Sa'uni.
Sa'uni.
Lift me or carry me. Any objection to that one?
No.
Okay. Vahati Luni, I like that word.
Vahati Luni.
Cast me. Yodea.
Yodea.
Knowing. It's a participle. What kind of participle?
Active.
Active. Vayachtaru.
Vayachtaru.
And they
dug.
Rode.
Well, it says dig and row too.
Yeah, it does. But they're sailors with oars. So we have a feeling they're going to be rowing. Lahashiv. To restore. And lastly, Yacholu.
Yacholu.
They were able. With the word able, if it's imperfect, what vowel do you find up front? An oo. So when it's yacholu, that's perfect tense. Grammatical notes. First one, halak, when it's the first of two participles, it's an idiom expression expressing something growing or increasing. Probably the storm's growing worse. Do not translate vasso'er hayam cholek as the sea was going and storming. Okay.
But I like how they didn't tell us how to translate it.
Yeah, they didn't tell us how to translate it, just so not to. Okay. Second one, shav, it's a hollow verb. Remember, any verb with a yod or a vav is the second root letter's hollow in the perfect tense. In the hefiel means restore, bring back, or cause to return. If you choose the first meaning, the men rowed to regain the dry land. If you choose the second or third, the men rowed to return the boat to dry land. So it says we translated the verb as a Paul. Interesting. So they ignore the fact that it's Hefeel. Okay. Very good.
That you can do that.
Yeah. I like their approach. If we don't like it, we'll just change it. Hebrew, verse 11. Vayom Ru. Elav. Ma. Naaseh. Lach. Vayishtok. Hayam. Me'aleinu. Ki. Hayom. What's the difference? One's a day, one's a sea. So it's Hayam. Holech. There's where the O is. Vasoer. In English, please.
And they said to him, what will we do to you?
Right.
And the sea will be quiet.
Right.
From upon us.
Mm-hmm.
Because the sea was increasingly stormy.
Okay. I like that. I like that. That works. That's right. That's literally what it was doing. Verse 12. Vayomer. Alehem. Sa'uni. Bahati Luni. El. Hayam. Vayishtok. Hayam. Me'alechem. Ki. Yodea. Ani. Ki. Vasheli. Hasa'ar. Hagadol. Hazeh. Alechem. English, please.
And they said to him, or and he said to them.
That's better.
Yeah. And he said to them, cast me for throat. Lift me.
Lift me.
And cast me
to the sea. Correct.
And the sea will be quiet.
And the sea will be quiet.
From upon you.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know that it is on my account.
Right.
This great storm is upon you.
Right. Verse 13. Vayich taru. Ha'anashim. Lahashiv. El. Hayabasha. Velo. Yacholu. Ki. Hayam. Holech. Vasoer. Alehem.
Alehem.
English, please.
And the men rowed. To return to the dry land.
Correct.
They were not able because the sea, there it is again.
Yep, same thing.
was increasingly stormy.
Okay.
Upon them. I don't know how to translate that well.
Down below they said grew more and more stormy, but you know, it's the same thing as what you said. And we've run out of time, so that's where we'll stop for this week. And we'll pick up next week, Lord willing, on page 114 as we continue the story of Jonah. And they're going to take us entirely through the first chapter and into the second.